Hi, what is your name?
My name is Yasnamay Rosario.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic.
What is your earliest memory in Puerto Rico?
I would say my earliest memory in Puerto Rico would be when I was a little girl and me and my dad were walking on the beach of Utuado, and he got this rock and knocked on a coconut. He cracked it open and we ate it, but I accidentally threw away the part that you were supposed to eat. And he was like, "Wait, what are you doing? That's the best part." I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't know you were supposed to eat that." So I would say that would be my earliest memory from Puerto Rico.
And what is your earliest memory in the U.S.?
My earliest memory in the United States would be going to a river in Jersey that it was really cool because there was like this pathway that you would go into, and it always felt like I was going into like this secret little hidden village somewhere.
It was like a hike.
Yeah, and the water, like there was never anyone there. The water was so clean. It was a really good time. Like, that was, we used to go there a lot in the summer with my family. So it was kind of like our little
hideout.
Yeah.
Do you still go?
Well.
Sometimes.
Unfortunately, people started finding out about it, and you know, the owner, it so happened that that was owned, like that part was owned by someone, and they didn't mind, you know, people going there as long as they kept the property clean. But unfortunately, people started polluting it, like leaving beer bottles and whatever around, and they closed it off. So we don't go there anymore.
Who has influenced you in your life the most?
I would say I have two people that have influenced me the most. My mom and my grandpa. My grandpa isn't with us anymore, but he was the one that, like, my grandpa knew how I thought, and he knew a lot about me that not a lot of people did. Like, he really understood me, and like every time I do something, I think, like, how would Willow feel about this? Like, would he want me to do this? Or, you know, would he not? And then with my mom, I would say, because I've seen the struggles that she's been through, and how she's such a strong woman, and she, you know, she raised me to be a strong woman too. So, like, I kind of look up to her as well too. Like, you know, that's who I want to be when I'm older.
Do you still live here with mom? Do you live with your mom?
Yes, I live with both my parents, my mom, my dad, and my grandmother. My grandma lives with us. Yes.
I wish I had that. But what would your perfect day be?
My perfect day. I would say my perfect day would be if all of my mom and dad family would take like a trip to either a nice little island or Puerto Rico, because even though my mom family has been to Puerto Rico, none of my dad's family have been to Puerto Rico. So they're always saying, "Oh, I want to go to Puerto Rico, I want to go to Puerto Rico." And my grandfather from DR, he says that before, you know, he passes away, he wants to go to Puerto Rico. So I would say, like, we would have like a nice day in Puerto Rico, no drama, just everyone having fun, everyone interacting with each other.
A family film day.
Yeah,
like a
family day. Yeah.
So what do you think your future holds?
I would say my future holds what I tell it to hold, you know? Like, what I want my future to be like is, I would like to become a marine biologist, or if I don't pursue that career, I would like to do culinary arts. So as long as, you know, I do what I need to do, that's what I want to be, and that's what I want my future to look like.
Do you have a specific place you want to be a marine biologist?
Well, there's this university in Hawaii. It's called the University of Hawaii, MOB. And I would really, really love to go to that university. They have a state-of-the-art laboratory that's on its own island. It's The campus is 360 acres. What? It's huge. And they also have like a course for culinary arts. So, you know, if I were to go there, I would still take culinary arts as my second major and major in marine biology.
And lastly, what? Tell me a story about your name.
So, actually, I have a very unique story with my name. So, when my mom found out she was pregnant with me, she loved the name Kayla.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I just don't want to name my daughter Kayla. You know, da da da. But before that, when my mom and my aunt were very little, they were in the park and they found this chain and it said Jarisnel. And my mom was like, that's such a pretty name. That's what I want to name my daughter. And, you know, as the years went by, my mom forgot about the chain. And but my aunt didn't. So when my mom was in labor, she was like, she remembered. She was like, wait, no, I want to name my daughter the name that was on the necklace. And but my mom could not remember it. So right when the doctors came in with my birth certificate to sign it, she was going to put Kayla. And my aunt barged in there. She was like, Rosa, I remember the name. She was like, it's Jari's Nell. So then my mom wrote it down, and that's the story of my name.
That's a really cool story.
Yeah, it is.
It came from a chain that your parents found so long back. Your yeah. mom found and your aunt found long back, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for the interview.
No problem.